And then came the trolls. Somebody else that night wrote, somebody HIV positive should rape this bitch and then we'll find out if her skin colour protects her from AIDS. And that person got a free pass. Nobody went after that person. We're also excited about destroying Justine, and our shaming brains are so simple-minded that we couldn't also handle destroying somebody who was inappropriately destroying Justine. Justine was really uniting a lot of disparate groups that night, from philanthropists to rape the bitch. Women always have it worse than men. When a man gets shamed, it's, I'm going to get you fired. When a woman gets shamed, it's, I'm going to get you fired and raped and cut out your uterus. And then Justine's employers got involved. And that's when the anger turned to excitement. What we had was a delightful narrative arc. We knew something that Justine didn't. Can you think of anything less judicial than this? Justine was asleep on a plane and unable to explain herself, and her inability was a huge part of the hilarity. On Twitter that night, we were like toddlers crawling towards a gun. Somebody worked out exactly which plane she was on, so they linked to a flight tracker website. A hashtag began trending worldwide. Hashtag, has Justine landed yet?